In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Put a seed in the ground, and what's going to happen? Well, I can tell you, it'll grow. That's simply what seeds do. Scatter seeds and they sprout, shoot up leaves, pop out flowers, and produce grain or fruit to support life. Now, true, it's not always that easy, but it often is, still is, even though the ground is cursed. For example, consider zucchini. You don't need a horticulture degree to grow one of those. A single seed will do just fine, and you'll have zucchini out the ears. No special skill or training required. But consider what happens when you put something else in the ground. Put a body in the ground, and the result is very different. It won't sprout, it won't flower, it won't bear fruit, no matter how carefully the ground is prepared or the grave is kept. There's no master gardener that can grow a body from the dust. Indeed, the only thing growing in cemeteries are grass, trees, and maybe the occasional plant left by a loved one. In contrast to a seed, when a body lands in the dirt, it's a matter of death, not life. So a seed is planted, but a body is buried, and there's a world of difference between the two. Well, it makes sense, doesn't it, that the seed would be a favorite image used by Jesus in his parables, including in the two parables we heard today, the growing seed and the mustard seed. These parables, Jesus says, reveal the secret of the kingdom of God to those who have ears. But the kingdom of God, that's not some faraway fairyland or even some heavenly world up there. Rather, the kingdom of God, it's sown right here on earth. And it grows by itself, not by our labor, until the harvest. And though it looks like nothing, so small, so inconsequential, like a mustard seed, it becomes larger than all garden plants and even provides shelter for the birds of the air. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground." And again, it's like a grain of mustard seed sown on the ground. From the beginning, from the very beginning, God had promised that this kingdom, this seed, would come. When the seed of the first creation was corrupted by the devil, when the seed of the first creation was infected with sin and death, God promised another seed, a new planting. That old seed, the seed from Adam and Eve, could only bear fruit according to its kind, its fallen kind. And so we too, and our children, were born sinful and unclean. But the new seed that God promised, it would bear fruit according to its new kind. It would bear the fruit of eternal life and of salvation. This is what Adam and Eve overheard when God spoke to the serpent in Eden. "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." The seed, right there in Genesis 3, verse 15, the seed of the woman, it was to be a holy seed, small and pure, Jesus himself. Not kept in heaven, but come to earth, the Son of God, planted in the womb of the Virgin Mary, planted through her ears, when the angel of God, Gabriel, spoke God's word to her, and she conceived. And then that seed, while everyone else went about their business, that seed was brought forth in Bethlehem in a stable, and it grew in insignificant Nazareth, the kingdom of God, right there, easily overlooked, but quietly growing. There, the sprig taken by the Lord from the cedar, the tender young twig we heard about in Ezekiel, planted on a high and lofty mountain. All of that, right there, in the body of Jesus Christ. This is the marvel of the kingdom of God, that God brings his kingdom by planting a body, And yes, that he brings his kingdom by burying a seed, just as Jesus said in the Gospel of John. Unless a grain of wheat, a seed, falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So it was that God's seed, this Jesus, died and was buried like a grain of wheat, producing grain for loaves of countless bread for eating. And it was Jesus, this seed, who in his death hung upon a tree whose branches, whose arms extended, and under which the birds of all feathers, even us, find refuge. And it is this Jesus who on the third day, like a seed growing, rose bodily from the earth, bearing the resurrection fruit. So that this Jesus is the seed, the kingdom of God, under whose branches we find refuge right here, and whose branches extend all around the world. The cross of Jesus Christ, Jesus crucified. And beneath him there is eternal rest for the burdened, and there is heavenly shelter for all who groan. Well, this Jesus is the seed that God still scatters on the earth. The seed that still looks to many people like nothing, like a measly mustard seed, but that grows into the holy Christian church, a kingdom that not even the gates of hell can prevail against. Wherever the preaching of Jesus is found, wherever his baptism is administered, wherever the holy communion of his body and blood is received, there the seed is planted anew. What the world scorns and what the world scoffs at is the kingdom of God on earth, the place where God justifies sinners, justifies you, and where he promises the resurrection of the dead. And so it is for you, dear Christian, as the seed is planted in you. God scatters it in your ears and your mouth, and whether you recognize it or not, there it grows, quietly, slowly, producing fruit. St. Peter put it this way. He said, "You have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable seed, through the living and abiding Word of God." And St. John, in his first epistle, said, "No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him." In Jesus the seed, by your baptism, through Holy Communion, you belong to the kingdom of God, and you are planted for the harvest of the resurrection. Because you do eat the fruit from the tree of the cross, right here at this altar today. Here the grain of wheat has become living bread that is placed into your mouths, so that you too will rise when buried. So it is, St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. Planted with the seed of Jesus Christ, our bodies are planted for the resurrection in a kingdom that has no end. In Jesus' name, amen.